Versions of this plan have been proposed regularly ever since former Governor Tommy Thompson put the DNR secretary under his control in the mid-90s. A big difference is that this version has enough support from co-sponsors alone to pass the full legislature. Madison Assembly Democrat Spencer Black says it would return to the secretary some insulation from political pressure and some continuity. Black says Governor Jim Doyle has been good on environmental policy, but future governors might not be.
And you know, 4 years of good environmental policy and 4 years of bad environmental policy do not balance each other out. Because once you destroy a wetland or pollute an aquifer or drive a species into extinction, you either can't bring it back at all, you can't repair that damage at all, or if you do, you do it at great cost and great difficulty.
Manufacturers, realtors, farmers, paper companies, and builders are among those lobbying against the change. Brad Boyce with the Wisconsin Builders Association says the current system keeps the agency more accountable.
You know, and we just like the opportunity. If there's something that that goes on at the department, you know, right now, regardless of who is governor, you have the ability to go in and talk with that individual.
Governor Doyle once supported this change, but not anymore. Spokesman Lee Sensenbrenner says Doyle believes that DNR is more effective when a governor has ultimate responsibility for the agency. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.